I found myself in a position where I was on the road, pushing like crazy, doing everything I knew how to do, stretching myself as far as I knew how to stretch myself, trying to give everything I could give. And I come home and find out that I got a partner that's embezzled $250,000 and run my company $758,000 in debt. That'll get your attention. That was a bit of a problem. And everybody said it was a problem that could not be solved, but I didn't buy that idea. So I have this core belief that says there's always a way if you're committed. And I found a way within a year to turn everything around. God, solving that problem created muscles that you cannot believe in me. It's like you can throw out a problem at me like the one that happened today, and I look at it and I go, okay, what do we need to do to make this thing into our advantage? How do we use it? How can we make this thing work? How can we use it today? How can we use it tomorrow? Well, one way I can use it is use it in my talk today, chatting with you and say, hey, here's something I can share with you. And I can honestly in my gut say to you, I handle it well using what I'm going to share with you. That's kind of nice. It makes me have to use this stuff. See, we can utilize anything. We're going to become masters of it. So what are the steps to really handling problems? Well, step number one is simple. Take a new look at what problems mean. See, it's the meaning that determines how we feel. If I get all upset and say, gosh, $190,000, how I have to pay this price all because this idiot screwed up a long time ago? How come this is always happening to me? Why can't I turn this thing around? Why do we always have these challenges? Hey, if I take that approach, I'm going to be angry. And I don't know about you, but if I'm really angry, I'm not usually at my most resourceful self. Haven't you found that to be true as well? I mean, when you're really upset, you get hooked into the problem and you stop focusing on the solution. Hey, listen, I can be angry all day long, but the person that was involved in my company that time has not been here, hasn't been here for 3 years. In fact, you know what's great? What's great is that I know I have a problem. I have a challenge that's become an opportunity. But knowing there's a problem there is what you want. You don't want to be one of those people that says, well, I have no problems. Or you see a problem coming up and you turn your head the other way and you're trying to pretend it's not there. You know, you're trying to build a garden and you see some weeds, so you turn your head and you go, there's no weeds, there's no weeds, there's no weeds. Hey, they'll come and take your garden. See, I know there's a problem. That's exciting. What's exciting about that, and I'm using exciting as a way to change the way I feel about it. I could have used a different word to describe it. But what's exciting is I hired a new CFO, a chief financial officer for that organization. And he's only been with us 3 days, and he discovered from 3 years ago a discrepancy to the tune of $190,000. That's pretty exciting. It's exciting because it means now in the future I'll have better information and I can handle problems early. I can handle them in advance. I can solve the problem before it even occurs. That's the point we want to get to. So we don't want to be upset because when we're upset, we're no longer focused on the solution. And if we start focusing on, oh gosh, I got all these problems and therefore I must be screwing up, sometimes they're there because you haven't learned a lesson yet. I think what a problem is a lesson begging to be learned, begging to be utilized so we can become more. And I certainly have learned more about the economics of that particular business in one day. And I promise you, I won't forget it. Reason is it's somewhat painful. And sometimes pain is real useful because it makes us pay more attention than when we just get pleasure. I'm a big believer that sometimes in life, when people do really well, they just party. And when they fail or they have a challenge or they have a major problem, they begin to ponder. And out of partying, very few things change. But out of pondering, you come up with key distinctions that cause you to grow like crazy. And I found that to be true in my life. Does that mean you should seek out problems? Well, I got a question for you. Do you have to seek them out or do they seem to show up? Again, you can say all day long, I don't have any problems, but I think what you're doing is really kidding yourself. Deluding yourself would be a better description. Certainly they're out there. In fact, maybe that's what life's all about. Maybe what happens in life is we're going along, we start to head out for something, and we have what we've learned to deal with in our life. We have this circle of influence, all these things that we've mastered in our life, our ability to make a difference, our ability to share with others, our ability to manage our own emotions. But there's some things that seem to be just outside our comfort zone, outside what we're comfortable with dealing with. Do you know what I'm talking about? I don't know what it is for you. Maybe what's outside of you is public speaking. You know, you can handle all kinds of things within yourself, but get you in front of a group, ooh, that's a problem. That's outside what you're comfortable with. You don't know quite how to deal with that. Or maybe for you, it's you're able to master all these things within your business. You can public speak, but smoking. And you haven't dealt with that. And that's outside. That's a problem. And it keeps coming up because you try to get on an airline now, and now there's a problem. They don't let you smoke. They won't let you smoke on a whole long flight 5 hours across the country. Drives you a little crazy. You got a new problem. What you really have is an opportunity, a chance to take a new look at what you do and whether or not it supports you.